Tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Food Drive, a super one.
This is like the cold snap part two.
Yeah.
The cold snap's back.
It's fine because it's in a can. I'll still put my mouth on this object that has been exposed to the world.
It's a matter of time now before they use Cardi B WAP.
Yeah.
In a deodorant commercial.
Looking at those under the tree like, oh no, I forgot that one. And then everyone cries.
My mom died in December. It was a bummer.
Yeah.
Second worst Christmas ever.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back, and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, and lovebirds.
Ooh.
Hit that like button, subscribe, comment, rate, I think is a big deal.
Yeah, show us a little extra love during this extra loving time.
Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes on tonight's episode. More Mormons and pop culture as we finish watching Under the Banner of Heaven. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
INL workers are going back to the office whether they like it or not.
A really cool community food drive that you want to take part of, especially if you're in District 91.
Mm-hmm. Check out this very special exhibit on our beloved water tower.
And we try for treat time Post Malone Oreos.
Post Malone Oreos, if you will.
And just like that, Super Bowl licks is in the books.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is what that spells out, kind of, huh?
59?
Ooh, you know, it'd be a lot funnier if it was 69.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You would think licks would be the Roman numeral for 69.
Yeah.
And here we are on episode 79
mm-hmm.
for Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. which would have been a little bit better than having episode 69 on Thanksgiving Day, but...
It might be the only thing funnier, but I feel like there were more puns for the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, there were more eating puns that we were able to make.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it all works out.
But what a great game, the Chiefs and the Eagles, and boy, the best team won, didn't they?
Sure did, because I know nothing about sports.
We didn't. We're recording this before the Super Bowl. Actually, that's one of the reasons we're recording this early.
Yeah, because we actually want to enjoy it with our family and friends.
Go have those little smokies.
Every year, that is the thing dip. I look forward to more than anything else. That and the queso dip, yeah.
Yeah, the meatballs with the barbecue sauce and the grape jelly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
So we have no idea who won, but I'm sure the halftime show with Anna Kendrick Lamar Odom was just fantastic.
You know, I will say I think it might be kind of funny if we made some predictions about the Super Bowl.
Hmm?
Something... You know, dumb, that no one gives two craps about.
Oh, man, that last minute save was out of this world.
Okay, for example, I have a feeling that one of the background dancers during the halftime show will outdance Kendrick Lamar to the point where they draw attention away from him.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's just bound to happen because the energy in the stadium, I feel like it's going to just sort of zap someone into Super Saiyan mode and they're just going to really bring it, you know?
Remember Katy Perry and Left Shark? Or
yes.
Was it Right Shark?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember, but I remember
her
it was
right,
a shark.
Our left.
Yeah.
That's what I remember, but I could be wrong. It's been a minute.
Right. Yeah. Katy Perry and the shark, who mm-hmm. became a meme. Katy Perry isn't even a meme. I can't think of anything memeable with her face on it, you know?
I don't know why they don't just give us the Monday after the Super Bowl off. I don't know. I don't get why in America.
Right.
This isn't a national holiday.
If you expect me to give a shit about football, you need to give me a day off of work to enjoy it.
One of the reasons I love the Super Bowl so much is the ads.
Right.
And I guarantee you I will watch all of them before they actually air.
Probably.
But there are always some surprises.
Yeah.
But YouTube has like an ad bowl and has for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen two ads that, and maybe they will have played during the Super Bowl or maybe not, but two ads on social. Coors Light had an ad for a case of the Mondays.
Oh, funny.
You're about to have the Mondayest Monday of the year.
Right.
That's today.
Yeah, it's so true too.
And
you know what? I think that Starbucks does a free drink for the Mondayest Monday.
Maybe
I could be wrong.
Carl's Jr. doing a free hangover burger.
Mm.
Free today. You got to have the app.
That's so smart though.
Brilliant, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if Coors Light is suggesting that, because it's true,
right,
that the best cure for a hangover is
little hair of the dog.
Little hair of the dog. And that, kids, is how you start day drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bad idea. And technically, it doesn't make sense because the reason you have a hangover is, Well, maybe it could be alcohol withdrawal, depending on how much you had, you party monster.
Right.
Or it could just be dehydration.
Yes. Yeah.
But
I will say
more even if dehydrating you're just... beverages shouldn't be the answer. But yeah. Somehow, like Elton John says in Yellow Brick Road, a couple of vodka and tonics will get you on your feet again.
Right. Right. Well, and that's the thing. It's not necessarily that it's the answer. It's that it dulls the pain a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're drunk again, you don't really care that you're dehydrated and your body is going into failure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like completely yellow and you're like, it's fine.
Yeah. The biggest news, we'll just jump right into it before even the comments and follow-ups. Biggest news of the last week, 6,400 INL workers have to come back to work on site, pun intended.
Which also, how is that going to help anyone?
You see newcomers, we call the INL facility out in the Arco Desert the site. The site,
yeah.
I don't get it. How's it going to help anyone? I'll tell you who it helps. It helps the managers who like to walk up and down the cubicles with their arms folded neatly behind their backs, surveying their workers and making sure they're productive.
Well, but the dumb thing is, I know for a fact that there are ways to monitor what your employee is doing on their computer on the clock. And I feel like that's probably more effective than walking up and down the aisles. Because I know for a fact that in one or two jobs at one point, it was a lazy day. I had nothing to do because I got my stuff done early.
Here I'm come that the cat good. Memes.
Yeah. And like I took a 5-minute break looking at some memes on my computer, you know, and I knew when the boss was coming because I could hear it. So, you know, you just switch over.
I talked to one INL employee who said it's going to cost a bunch of money.
Right.
They don't even have room.
No.
For all these people to return to work.
Exactly.
And what about the 467 employees who work out of state?
Mm-hmm.
There's people, you see, because they've been at this for 4 years now since 2020, they've hired remote workers.
Yeah.
They've been able to get higher quality workers because when you only hire people who are willing to move to Idaho Falls, Idaho,
mm-hmm.
the talent pool shrinks.
Yes.
Yeah. So these people now remotely, as I understand it, have to decide to move to Idaho Falls, a town they've never been to.
Right.
And or... you know, put those resumes out on Indeed.
I think the other edge to that sword is that now people here in town will have a better chance of getting a job out there.
Could be.
Because the site would be less likely to want to pay someone to move here, you know, unless their credentials are amazing, you know. So pros and cons, but I would say mostly cons, especially if you, I don't know, care about the quality of work at a nuclear testing site. Which I feel like we should.
But I think local employees have to be back in the office by June of this year, and remote workers have until January. So they've got almost a full year to decide if they want to uproot themselves and their families and move to Idaho Falls, Idaho, to continue working for the INL. One thing I think is something they do after Burning Man every year in Reno, which I think is the closest town to the playa.
Yeah.
They have a week of decompression after the party. Where, I don't know, people take it easy on each other and drinks are half price or whatever.
You know, I kind of wish that we did that more often, especially around like Christmas time, for example, when everyone is stressing out.
And or on the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? We should have a few of those a year. At least once a quarter, we should have a decompression week where everyone's just a little nicer and a little more patient and just chills out.
I wonder if after a 4-year work from home period, there could be a decompression week. Before workers have a big old party in June before workers have to return.
Right, right. Yeah, a week where all of the Karens become more of a Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Care Bear.
Yeah.
One meme that I saw, you may have seen it too. A guy said, one thing I never see discussed in the remote versus office debate, so let's discuss it, is the ability to have sex with my wife who also works during the day. Much easier while the kids are at school.
Yeah.
A huge boon for my productivity.
Right.
Not sure how to explain that to my boss who wants me at the office more.
No, but it's so true, you know, because you've got so much energy before and after, you know.
Who has energy at night when you're slipping into bed?
Well, and not only that, but also, you know, pre and post the act. Uh-huh. I feel like there's a little extra energy in your body that you're willing to expend.
Hey,
you know?
Baby, want to knock one out real quick?
Well, and also, what a great way to take a break and decompress and actually like detach your mind from work. And then when you come, it's kind of like when you are trying to solve a problem, so you take a nap.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden the problem is so much easier.
It really gets the juices flowing.
Yeah, exactly, though.
Yeah, you know, and you know how you're supposed to do just a quick little workout after a meal?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have a little lunch, do a little f***ing, you're good.
And that's the first duck of the evening. You may have noticed we've replaced that word with ducks.
It's sort of like cuter.
Our own little autocorrect. Follow-ups in no particular order. We forgot to mention this. Remember my shirt on episode 76?
Yeah.
There's a 76 in Plymouth, Utah that we stopped at.
Oh, right. Yeah, the one with the cats.
The one with the feral kitties.
That was last year, so they weren't there this time.
We talked about it a year ago.
They were so cute, and they were so little.
Last summer at some point.
I wish I could hug every kitty.
Anyway, so it's not just on the West Coast. It's creeping in, inland.
Right, right.
The Great Pocatello Land Grab. If you haven't watched our bonus minisode on that with attorney Nathan Olson, who's representing both the Rupps and the Harts that are at the heart of this lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Episode 1 is now available to rent on the Western Justice website. It's a little steep, $10, but that's how much we spent when we saw it in the theater.
Plus, we had to pay for gas, popcorn, soda.
And our delicious meal from Pho King Tasty.
So worth it to go again. I had the rare steak pho.
One of those.
Which is so good. I actually ate it just last night, too, because they give you so much.
If their motto ought to be... good food, fast, and lots of it.
And for a good price.
Yeah. It's just, look, first of all, you had us at two separate puns in your name.
Right.
Fucking tasty.
Yeah.
Because it's pho. It's in the old Ming's Cafe, or Ming's, no, Ming's Cafe was, I don't know, Ming's building, right?
Yeah.
In Pocatello. And they also serve tea.
Yes.
You see.
Yeah.
Did you get boba in yours?
No, I decided against the boba because I feel like it just takes up space and it makes you more full faster.
But which, it's Pocatello. Yeah. You're so lucky to have that restaurant.
Yeah, y'all have no idea. I wish they would move up here to IF because I would be there every week.
Or franchise, you know, expand.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're big fans.
Yeah.
And yes, that's a real place if you have to ask.
Yeah. And can I just say... I love that they actually know how to do a cream cheese wonton wherein you bite one side and the cream cheese spills out of the other side.
Oh, yeah.
That is like...
You could play, how far can I squirt this?
Yes.
Even if you don't work from home.
Yeah. Thank you. but yeah, man, it's just so good and so like chock full of deliciousness. And I had a rose milk tea, which they kind of made special for me, but... it was so good. And I love that they're willing to work with their
Carly's
customer.
Carly's a fan of the rose.
Yeah. Well, and I love that they create such a great experience.
But while we were at the Great Pocatello Land Grab showing at the Real Theater in Pocatello, a guy tapped on my shoulder and said, I'm here because of you.
I love that
so
much.
And he meant our video. Uh-huh. It's on Facebook and YouTube. You can and right here on your favorite podcast app. Mm-hmm. You can go grab that. And they want to basically, okay, so just so you know, Western Justice is a registered 501c3 charity, and they would like your help in funding the rest of this series. I believe their dream is a 4-part miniseries.
Right, which is pretty good, you know?
Pretty compelling stuff.
I guess it kind of depends on how things go in court, too.
Yeah.
Because it could even be more than that, depending on how long this takes and depending on how quick the court proceedings are.
Yeah. Hey, great news. Crumble and Ammon is open again after the renovation. Yay!
Yay, cookies.
Just in time for...
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, here is your one last chance, by the way. If you still haven't gotten your partner something, now's the time, dude.
We talked about Mary Shelley.
Yes.
Who was featured in the Museum of Idaho AI exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Playing now, now playing, now open, now running.
Yeah, now open.
Now in engagement. You said she learned to write letters by visiting her mom's grave.
And tracing them.
And then we made a dead mom joke.
Yeah.
And I get to, by the way, my mom's totally dead.
Yeah.
I don't think she's coming back.
Probably not.
but there is a morbid alphabet. It's the Gashly Crumb Tinies by Edward Gorey.
What a bunch of crap that it is.
Perhaps not his real
name. Gashly Crumb, but okay.
And it goes, A is for Amy, who fell down the stairs.
Oh.
B is for Basil, assaulted by bears. Mm. C is for Clara, who wasted away.
Oh.
D is for Desmond, thrown out of a sleigh.
Oh, that's sad.
What a great way to teach your kids about the alphabet.
Well, especially because if he was in a sleigh, it was probably around Christmas time.
Mm.
And how awful is that to lose a family? Like, you've already got their gifts. it's like Christmas morning. They've passed last week. And now you have to sit there looking at those under the tree like, oh, no, I forgot that one. And then everyone cries. Bummer.
My mom died in December. It was a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worst Christmas ever. Second worst Christmas ever.
Right.
There was one time I didn't get the Star Wars Legos I wanted. So.
Right, right.
Well, let's drink.
I was going to say, speaking of cold things.
Of course. This drink is as cold as my mom.
Aw.
She's probably freezing right now.
I mean, yeah.
6 feet under in the winter.
Yeah.
She would think that was funny. Don't you worry about me and my mom. We're tight.
Yeah.
This is, everybody's talking about this Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
And
The Coca-Cola Orange Cream, which I'm glad came out now because it sort of makes me feel like summer's right around the corner, you know?
Yeah. And with this, and by the way, what's this bullshit with the cold snap? This is like the cold snap part two.
Yeah.
The cold snap's back.
Yeah.
We've got it at least till Thursday of this week.
So unfair.
Lows in the single digits again. But they had a great deal over Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
So we saw the sign that said, buy two, get three free.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah. You immediately assumed that you got the third one free.
That's what I thought.
Because that makes way more sense.
Carly, though, who was able to logic quicker than I was.
I just read the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the sign. So it's not even open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it was on Dr. Pepper and Coca-Cola products.
Yeah.
Buy two, get three free. Here's the receipt screen.
Yeah.
And they were $9.99 a 12-pack. Is that normal?
I feel like that is. Okay. $10 for a thing of soda? I mean, that's under a dollar a can.
Let's hit it.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Good stuff. Now, I very specifically gave you the Dr. Pepper one and me the Coca-Cola one because I tend to prefer Dr. Pepper and you tend to prefer Coke.
That's true.
So I thought we'd sip and trade.
Great.
And I have a feeling that's where they'll end up. Ooh, that's nice. Little orange dreamsicle flavor there. Now, it's still very Coca-Cola forward, but the like back of the mouth taste is very orange cream. Like, I feel like if I breathed on you, it would smell like orange cream. But when I drink it, it tastes like Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do one more.
Yeah, I'm going to swish this one around. Mm. I'm going to do the polite thing, too, where you...
Yeah, slurp off your little left
behind. Suck your backwash off the can lid.
Which also, can I talk about how gross it is that we drink cans straight off the shelf?
Right.
Like, people have fondled those.
These and these have been sitting, you know, in a warehouse before they got packaged. Who knows what kind of mice
now, at least
ran over them.
Well, and at least these ones have been in a box.
Cockroaches.
But, like, the big cans of, like, I don't know, like the Peace Tea or something,
mm-hmm.
I hate to throw them under the bus. Also, like any big can of Sprite or something, it just sits there. Anyone could open the case, sneeze on them, and walk away. But we all just have said, it's fine because it's in a can. I'll still put my mouth on this object that has been exposed to the world.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of either.
Mm.
And this may just be setting the tone for the rest of this show. This may be a night where I don't like nothing.
Hmm.
I'm not impressed with either. I'm really disappointed with the Dr. Pepper just because the hype was so big on
right.
it. Right. Yeah.
You know what? I think that the problem might be that we did go with zero sugar because we're trying to be health conscious and stuff.
But I'm accustomed to the aspartame taste.
Right, right. But this one does taste a little teeny tiny bit like cough syrup. I think very delicious cough syrup. Like if I were a kid getting this cough syrup, I would look forward to it.
It'd be a Mary Poppins cough
right,
syrup.
Right, it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, excuse me. It's almost like I was drinking something very bubbly.
What if I dub in a louder burp right there?
I don't hate it. I think that's funnier.
Yeah.
If I've got it in my fridge, I'll drink it.
Okay.
But will I go out seeking it? Probably not.
One last follow-up. We, with our trip to Salt Lake City, saw the Book of Mormon on Broadway.
Oh, so
on Main Street, whatever street that what the Eccles is on.
Mm-hmm.
And had seen Heretic last fall. And I looked at the census again. You know, Idaho Falls at one point was 75% LDS.
Right.
We're where the people in Salt Lake came to because Salt Lake was getting a little too crazy.
Right. So true.
Now I think especially in Bonneville County, we're 50, 60% somewhere in there.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Idaho Falls proper.
Yeah. Idaho Falls is one of the bigger cities in the area.
Still over half LDS. Yeah. But so it's just a part of our culture. Mm-hmm. And we didn't quite realize we were doing it. But last episode, we realized, okay, we're on this kick apparently about everything the church doesn't want you to watch.
Yeah.
So Heretic, mm-hmm. the Book of Mormon, the South Park episodes, American Primeval, mm-hmm. which we'll mention again here in just a second. And then we finally finished Under the Banner of Heaven.
Yeah.
My two-word review, holy shit.
So good.
So good.
And I will say I was very impressed by Andrew Garfield in that series.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he gets
the middle Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, and he gets some of the mannerisms down. Like, watching him felt like watching all of the guys that I went to church with mm-hmm. when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was so, like, he just did a really darn good job. I almost wonder if he went to, like, Mormon church for a few weeks.
Right.
Can you imagine the Mormon sitting on the back pew in that service being like, is that who I think it is?
Right?
Is Spider-Man in our congregation
How
today?
Would Andrew Garfield go undercover?
Right.
Have you seen
Maybe
the super cute video of a tourist takes a picture? You know how they do on Hollywood Boulevard?
Right, where they've got like random people dressed up as characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Spider-Man, he takes off his mask. It's Andrew Garfield. And he's stoked to get that dollar tip for the photo. Really great.
Yeah, that's cool though.
But the book came out in 06 or something. Somewhere, in the yeah. 2000s.
Early aughts.
Yeah, this is on Hulu and it mm-hmm. came out in 2022.
Yeah.
Based on some murders in 84
mm-hmm.
in American Fork, I want to say, but they're in the Salt Lake Valley in between Provo right. and Salt Lake City. And it really dives into, and I'm sure the church wants to not talk about this.
Yeah.
But it dives into the differences between LDS and FLDS.
Right.
And what the motivation was and the history of the church. I thought it was kind of interesting because, as it so happens, American Primeval starts with, spoiler alert, the Mountain Meadows Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last episode of Under the Banner of Heaven, they have sort of a reenactment of the Mountain Meadows Massacre.
Right.
So you could watch maybe Under the Banner of Heaven first, then American Primeval.
You know, I'm actually pretty happy with the order we went in because that gave us a better idea of what the Mountain Meadows Massacre was. You know,
yeah.
So we knew what they were
right.
talking about.
Yeah.
So I would say American Primeval first, then Under the Banner of Heaven.
And were the Danites involved in the Mormon militia? And what mm-hmm. was, to what extent was Brigham Young involved and why?
Right.
And so I had those questions. And I think I saw a comment somewhere, oh, that's something they won't teach you at BYU. Come to find out it is. Right there on the BYU website.
Okay, cool.
They've got a whole page about it, and so does LDS.org.
Well, and you know,
which now redirects you to churchofjesuschrist.org.
Right.
After their rebranding, they went from the temple in Moroni mm-hmm. to the Christus statue, which
yes.
we've talked about now as mm-hmm. their logo.
And I think in the age of the internet, when you can search anything in a matter of moments, it makes a lot of sense for them to at least teach it.
Tell their side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's right. all you, anywhere you look, you mm-hmm. just need those search terms. You know, Mountain Meadows Massacre.
Yeah.
Get you a wealth of information. You know, something I noticed, too, in my internet travels was the LDS Church claims a membership of 17 million.
Right.
And some of those are kids who have been baptized but aren't adult yet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are adults that can't speak for themselves.
Yep.
But I think it's kind of interesting that, am I going to say, is this a hot take? Does social media tell on you? What I mean by that is they have 2.5 million followers on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They have 2.4 YouTube million subscribers, 1.4 million Instagram followers.
Right.
Out of a membership of 17 million. So how many mm-hmm. of those 17 million are people who just don't have social media? Or how many of them are Jack Mormons?
Right. Or people who have left the church but haven't actively gone back to have their names
right.
removed, which is a whole process that some people even get lawyers involved in.
Right.
Because it's so much easier than doing it yourself.
Do you know, okay, this like, total sidebar.
Technically, I think I'm counted as one, even though I am no longer Mormon.
Right, right. You are a FOMO,
yeah.
an ex-mo.
Mm-hmm.
And did you hear, sort of along the same vein, in Japan, most people who want to quit their job
mm-hmm.
hire a company to do it for them?
Oh, yeah. It's because they have a really crazy culture with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like where they will guilt you into not quitting,
mm-hmm.
and they'll, like, It's incredibly hard to leave a job in Japan.
Yeah, you have to make like an apology where you bow down, you genuflect so much that your head hits the floor.
Yeah.
And like just as part of their culture.
I don't blame them for hiring someone because that sounds exhausting and I could not. You know, I kind of wonder if the guy from the Mormon Stories podcast is also still counted as a Mormon or if he actually took the time to get his name taken off.
John DeLynn.
He seems like he would have.
Yeah, if you're still tuned into us and not terribly offended by us, you know, consuming all sorts of media.
And being mo no mo.
Right. John DeLynn is a fascinating dude who has fascinating guests. Okay, we talked about Crumble and Ammon reopen after their renovation. A couple of places are moving. A couple of beloved Idaho Falls institutions are moving.
Ooh, getting some more of that orange dream.
Yeah, I keep sucking it and I don't like it.
Oh, that's sort of funny. But I mean, do you really not like it if you're willing to give it another try?
I'm going to switch the water. Yeah, I keep like hoping it'll get better. Anyway, Love at First Bite is moving from Snake River Landing to Snake River Landing. They're going to move down half a block and across the street to the Bill's Bike and Run and Board. And I'm sorry, I don't remember what they changed their name. Like, I think they were Bill's Bike Shop. Then they were Bill's Bike and Run. Then they were Bill's Bike and Snow.
Oh, something.
Okay.
I can see why they would choose to move into that space because it is much bigger. And Love at First Bite has a lot of inventory.
And my prediction is they'll fill that building too.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess my big hope for them is that the sale that they're doing to help clear out some stuff before they move goes really, really well. Because, man, I sure would feel bad for any employee who had to pack up all of that store.
As with any business, they'd rather sell it than move it.
Yeah.
So they are having a sale. Same with Shadow Domain. They're moving to First Street next to the gym.
Oh,
so they're right downtown next to Chesbro Music.
Oh, okay. I like that.
And they're moving to, I don't know if their sale is still going on. I think it is. Yeah. So two places to visit and get some deals right now.
Yeah. I wonder how they'll do on First Street.
I think that's especially right next to the gym, I think that's a real good place to be.
Could be. Could be. I bet the rent is a lot cheaper there.
Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you party animal.
Ladies, go thrifting for the new year at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike helps Idaho, and when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence, and we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Looking to sell your home in 2025? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Do you want locally raised beef to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers, use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
So head to TetonT-shirts.com, link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
All right.
Idaho Falls.
What?
Has the cool cats.
Yeah. Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
And sly dogs. Let's get right into it. This is a real commercial.
My neck, my back, my legs and pits, all that. My neck, my back, your thighs will be intact. My neck, my back, I smell so good, they ask.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, millennials have made it to the advertising agencies.
Clearly.
Using the 2002 hit from Kia, My Neck, My Back. In a deodorant commercial.
Yeah, because everything has apparently become a full body deodorant.
Yeah.
Which, like, if your full body stinks, take a damn shower.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I get your pits because those go into overdrive.
But
the rest of you should not be that stinky.
But ad agencies have convinced us over the decades that everything about our bodies is a huge issue.
Right.
Overall body smell, halitosis, dandruff, and our product will help solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they've got us so insecure that we need to put that shit all over our body like Frank's Red Hot.
Right.
So obviously they've changed some of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because they can't just be like, all you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Probably not.
Yeah.
What do they say instead?
All of my ladies roll your D.O. like this.
Because we all call it D.O.
You know, I've called it D.O. on a few occasions.
All right.
Just to be funny.
So what do they say instead of...
Your p- and your crack?
Yeah.
Let's see, we know here.
The my neck, my back part.
Yeah. My neck, my back, your thighs will be intact. My neck, my back, I smell so good they ask.
Your thighs will be intact, like in one piece?
There's actually a really good reason for that line. Specifically, a little something called chub rub, chafing. So, okay, there's a life hack where you put a little deodorant on your legs.
Okay, then I'll back off my indignation a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, personally, I actually really like the blister cream that you can get.
Okay.
Basically, for your feet. But that on there... That's
okay.
Where it's at. I use that in Disneyland, and it worked wonders as someone who only wears dresses exclusively.
You talking about chub rub?
Yeah, a little chub rub.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens, you know, to the best of us.
Or bag balm? Is that a thing? No?
Bag balm is a thing.
Is that for something different?
That's for something else.
But I smell so good, they ask, who's they? Other
right.
Women? Maybe. Men? No. No.
Well, and also,
they won't even say it. They'll think... Oh, you smell like some sort of lady's product. I don't know if it's lotion, deodorant, or even hairspray, but I detect that hint of vanilla on you or whatever it is.
Right, right. You know, and here's the other thing with that. First off, if you smell like your deodorant, you are using too much.
Yeah.
I have to get all up in my pits before I smell anything.
Yeah.
You know? And I wear perfume on top of that. So are you telling me that you've replaced your perfume with deodorant? And are you telling me that you've slathered so much on your body that other people can smell it from, like, a distance,
yeah.
A short distance from you?
It's a matter of time now before they use Cardi B WAP.
Yeah.
In a deodorant commercial.
Yeah, or that new Bruno Mars song.
Yes, hot, yeah. Juicy, and wet.
Yeah, which...
Bruno,
you know,
what the hell are you doing, bro?
Yeah, I didn't like it. You know, and here's the thing. I did like WAP, but there was something...
Who doesn't?
I couldn't quite put my finger on it exactly, but I feel like WAP felt a little bit more like... Maybe selfish is the word. It felt like a woman who was out for herself getting what she wanted.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Wet and Juicy felt a little bit more like, oh, of course you want this.
Oh, gotcha.
This is for your pleasure. You know what? Right. I don't know. There was something about it that I didn't dig. Even though WAP is kind of the same vibe.
Not to break down filthy, nasty pop lyrics, but Bruno Mars actually kind of cops out on it because he has the female do most of the nasty rapping.
Well, and you kind of have to do it that way.
I suppose so.
I mean, if he did that, then he'd be just gross.
Whatever you do, don't read the lyrics to Kia's 2002 classic, My Neck, My Back.
Yeah, right, right.
You ever been to genius.com?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's great because they have the lyrics of the songs you're looking for, but they're annotated by users who explain the whole thing to you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're ever wondering what something means.
Right. How do they annotate that exactly? In dirty, filthy, filthy ways?
I don't know. I've erased that from my mind.
Good for you. The Bruno Mars one, there's just something about it that doesn't sit right. It almost doesn't feel as sexy as WAP.
Reminder to support your Ammon businesses, especially on 17th Street east of Hit Road. Right. I'm there all the time. It's easy for me to get to. Mm-hmm. Ship Pro, love you guys.
Yeah.
Taquero El Rodeo.
Yeah.
You guys are fantastic. The Subway there.
Always nice.
What else? Walgreens. That's our 24-hour. Cast iron.
Yeah.
Support your Ammon businesses. Sean Colletti, mayor of Ammon, posted, hey, just a reminder, and listed all the businesses.
Right.
So I picked my three favorite, the liquor store, Tobacco Connection, and Vapor Door, and said, okay, I got to go. The mayor said so.
That's so funny. All the vices. Yeah. Another one that I feel like gets lost in the sauce a little bit here, Capriotti's.
Oh, yes.
One of our favorite sandwich shops in town.
We've been there twice, and Fixology. Now, you can access those right from, in fact, it's so much easier now.
Right.
Access those from the west side of the construction zone.
Yeah.
While they get that bridge up to code, whatever they're doing. Also, Intermountain Packing. Remember our episode featuring the title, What's That Smell? We know now exactly what that smell is. Ready for this?
Well, and I love that they tried to deny it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, or deny their, I don't know.
Culpability
in it. Yeah. But, and guys, if you don't live here and don't know what's going on, what's up, Kevin, Greg, all of our out-of-staters, if you don't live here, you don't know how bad that smell is. People report it smelling like death.
Yeah.
It's been reported that workers have gotten sick after being exposed. It's a bad smell.
Yeah.
It's blood. It's animal blood.
Right.
They filter out the fats and the solid waste.
Foul.
So that's what we're smelling.
Right. But I mean, like, okay.
They've been charged with a misdemeanor.
The weird thing is, a butcher shop doesn't smell that bad. Like they,
well, it's
they
a
process
lot of
all the
it.
Stuff in the back of the same shop. Sure, it's a lot of it, but it's a smaller space and there's a shop in the front.
Yeah.
Like you would think that that would be just as bad. So I have to assume that they're doing something different or grosser for it to be that horrible.
I just think it's quantity.
Maybe. I don't know.
But Intermountain Packing has spent $75,000 on filtration filters that, go under manhole covers.
Okay.
And something called a titus twister.
Oh.
That,
a titty know, twister?
Aerates. Yeah. Yeah. That's $75,000 on a titty twister. Some people do pay extra for that.
Probably a titus twister, I would think.
Well, it's spelled tit us. Oh, I guess that's Titus. Oh, my God.
I mean, here's the thing. If I made that product, I would pronounce it Titus. Although that's not that much better because that just sounds like tight ass.
I forgot. I forgot Titus was a name.
Like
that's what it is.
Like titus, titus, or tight ass. And neither sounds very good.
Well, you know where my brain is.
Yeah.
Bring on the jumper cables.
Oh, maybe it's Titus.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be so bad.
It could. But the Titus twister aerates the water and is supposed to dispel the odor, but sometimes it gets so thick with two C's that it breaks down and that's when the smell gets bad. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yikes.
Titus twister.
Yeah. You know what?
Oh, here's a little diagram of how it works.
Well, and if your quantity is so much that it's you know, affecting the community and your workers,
yeah,
then your productivity will go down even though you're doing more product. At that point, I say, cut back the product, keep your workers healthy, keep things going that way.
You pick Red Barn had one final push to save our beloved institution.
Right.
And I get it. I don't say that sarcastically.
Right.
Sometimes when I just say the words, people think, oh, he's so snarky. And I am.
Right. But you're not trying to be. Sometimes it just sounds like that.
Yeah. So they said, show up to the city council meeting. Well, in that meeting, the city council upheld the revoked permit. Now it's being sent to mediation. That's a third party that helps the city and the business figure their shit out.
Okay.
Right?
Probably a good thing.
So their future is uncertain. They're hoping for a positive outcome in the mediation and a resolution before the barn's 20th anniversary season, which I assume is this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Mayor Rebecca Casper said in her State of the City address that there would be plenty of opportunities to pay homage to the Idaho Falls Water Tower. And the first one is here. The first opportunity. Look here. At the Art Museum of Idaho, they had a little art contest, photos and paintings, watercolors, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they had everything from drone shots to collages.
Really cool. And while you're there, check out my old buddy Clint Hogan's artwork. Look at this. This is an elk, right?
Yeah, it's an elk on elk's hide.
Yeah.
With handmade sinew and branches that he collected.
That kid, that fully grown adult has been a mountain man since he was a kid.
Right.
Really talented dude. I've known him since elementary school.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that he killed the elk whose hide he painted on. Like, man, wait. First off, way to use all of the animal.
Really talented. I'm sure there are others too. We met the guy who did the first place winner of the drone photo for the water tower. Really incredible photo. Yeah.
And by the way, they also have a ton of really great little classes.
Okay.
Like I actually took a couple of gal pals to a cocktail making night that they did. That was so fun.
That's an art.
Yeah. And interactive. I know that they do like pottery and paper making. They even did like clay taxidermy ones. So they have lots of really neat things that are a great way to sort of express yourself creatively. I think it's really fun. If you want to show them a little love and go, I would say absolutely do. It's so worth it.
So they display art and they
help you make
encourage
art.
Encourage you to make art. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now it's their spring exhibit. That's going on until March 22nd. It's only $2 for kids, $5 for adults, $12 for a family, which I think is pretty impressive, especially considering
the whole van.
Yeah. Well, and especially considering how big some of the families around here can get.
Yeah.
You know, that could be like $1 a person. They're located at 300 South Capitol Avenue, and they've got these really cool windows at the back of the building where you can actually see the river and a little back patio area, too. So always a great view and really nice to get to enjoy that while in the warmth.
So it goes through March 22nd, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got some time to do it. The Art Museum of Eastern Idaho, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five, 21 finger gun salute, and chef's kiss
to you. For helping all of us be a little more creative.
And speaking of the Super Bowl, Idaho Falls School District 91, using the fuel of a great high school rivalry to help feed families in the community, IF and Skyline are going at it. They're competing to see which school can collect the most donations. The drive is happening. It goes until this Saturday, February 15th.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that.
They call it the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's such a good pun. See,
you can donate cans of soup.
Good cause and good pun. That means I fully support it.
Their goal is to raise a total of 300,000 cans.
That's a lot.
So help them out.
Yeah.
You can also do cash and Venmo. That's highly encouraged. Their Venmo at CFB Idaho Falls. And you got to indicate which school, you know, you're going for.
Right.
Or drop off your food or cash donations at Idaho Falls High School or Skyline High School.
And quick reminder that money does go further in the hands of charities like Community Food Basket. So if you're going to go out and buy cans, don't. Instead, just give them the money.
I think I had a food pantry tell me once, for every dollar you give us, we can get $3 worth of food or four.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. So go Tigers.
Go Bears.
And if you can't make it into Crumble before Valentine's Day, maybe you could try these.
It's treat time, such a neat time, better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying limited edition Post Malone Oreos. Will we like Posty the Mosty?
It's treat time.
These certainly are the most twisted Oreo ever. At least that's how they're being billed.
Right. Well, and I can see why. Because not only do you have a flavor combination in the cream, you also have it with the cookie.
Yeah. All right. This is what it is. Swirled salted caramel. Hold up the package here.
Right.
And shortbread flavored cream.
Mm-hmm.
They're swirled together, sandwiched between a golden Oreo and a chocolate Oreo wafer.
Now, I will say,
I'm here for it.
I'm technically more of a golden Oreo kind of gal.
Yes, you are.
You could call me a golden girl even, you know?
Thank you for being a friend.
But yeah, I am kind of excited, though, to see these flavors interact with the chocolate, because it might even be a little too vanilla without it. Also, can I just say, I love that they've got the resealable packaging. I think that resealable, not resealable. Ooh.
Yikes. No, in East Idaho, it's resealable.
I know. I hate it.
We soften down here in town. Instead of deal, we say dill. Instead of sale, we say sell.
Ooh.
Instead of seal, we say sill.
I can smell the caramel, and it smells so good.
The scent is there.
It smells like vanilla warm sugar candles from Bath & Body Works.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to make that comparison.
Oh, that's
but
just
But you
delightful.
Actually know the name of the candle.
Right.
Smells like a waxy candle.
Now, I will say, normally I would pull this thing apart and eat the cream last,
mm-hmm.
but as part of understanding and appreciating the entirety of the cookie, I feel like I need to take a bite out of it as is.
I did
so
it for
So I'm
going to
do that. Okay.
And I scraped my teeth against the cookie.
Well, now I'm kind of jealous, but I'm going to do it this way, and then maybe mm-hmm. I'll do another one the other way. Mmm.
Man, that's tasty.
That's pretty good. That would be really, really good in a glass of milk.
So the swirl is salted caramel and shortbread flavor.
Which isn't that just what a golden Oreo is?
Yeah, shortbread. Right? I don't know. Let's take a bite of just a golden Oreo.
I don't know, but it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, the golden Oreo is kind of shortbread flavor too.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Postie chose this out himself? Like, did he go in and do an Oreo tasting?
The article I read said he tried like 34 different flavor combinations or something insane.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, yeah, they probably brought him, like, first step was going, you know what'd be cool?
Right.
And then I imagine the second step was test kitchen putting all the ideas together.
Right. I guess I wonder, do you think that he, you want another?
Can I get another one?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. There you go. But yeah, I guess I wonder, did they say, hey, Postie, what do you want to see? Give us like 5 ideas, you know, and then we'll go off of that. Or do you think it was more the test kitchen had some stuff that they wanted to sort of roll out? And they said, all right, Postie, here are your 35 flavors. You choose which one you like the most. And that's the one that we'll do as your Oreo.
Right.
You know, I hope he had some say in the front end.
Like with your beloved Paris Hilton, That's Hot kitchen collection.
Yeah.
Like, do they just bring her the choices?
I wonder.
Or does she sit down with designers and say, the knife block needs to be a heart?
So when I was a kid, I had a friend who was really into Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
So she got the Justin Bieber perfume.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her talking about how before they made the perfume, they brought Justin in and had him describe how he would want his perfect girl to smell.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe it's a made-up story. It very well could be. But
like Dove full body Dio.
Right. It smells so good, they ask.
I want to smell the neck, the back.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hand it to you, Postie. Post Toasty.
Mm-hmm.
And Nabisco. That's just freaking fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I still like the Lady Gaga ones more.
Yeah.
I need to do whatever I can to recreate that flavor.
Reverse
you know?
Engineer it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say, I think this is the first time I've had a chocolate Oreo wafer with a golden Oreo wafer. That's a nice combo.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because sometimes the double chocolate can get a little overwhelming for the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's one reason I like the golden Oreo, because I feel like it doesn't interfere with the cream flavor, and I'm here for the cream.
Two thumbs up then?
Two thumbs up.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So in celebration of Valentine's Day and the economy being what it is, we we decided to go shopping for each other for Valentine's Day at the dollar store.
Yeah, we thought it'd be a fun little challenge, and we didn't want to put too much pressure on the day.
Maybe provide a little inspiration for you. Before we do, though, let's talk about what's coming up, and then we'll do the Valentine's presents last.
Right, I love it.
Okay.
So I am actually starting with the thing that's happening later first to give you a chance to put your outfits together.
Okay.
And that is the Queer Hearts Gothic Gala. That's going on February 22nd from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Deck on Park Avenue. Can we talk about what a cool idea that is?
Gothic gala sounds fantastic.
Right. Like, as much as I love pink and white and frills and stuff like that, it is kind of nice to take a little departure and go a little dark.
I've seen you do that. And when you do, you rock the look.
Thank you. I really like doing it. I think it's a good time.
I wonder if Maddie Danger.
Oh, if she does
it. I mean, she would be.
You know what? If they're smart, they will send her a ticket.
Yeah.
And coming up this Saturday is one that's near and dear to my heart. Now, I've been going to this for, I hate to date myself, but probably darn near a decade.
A minute.
Yeah.
Since I've known you.
Right.
So, and before that.
Yeah. So that's the Ermac Red Dress Concert. This year, the theme is Great Ladies of Jazz, which is super cool, by the way.
Jazz is always red and hot and steamy.
Yeah, right. Especially around Valentine's Day. Very sultry.
Yeah.
But that's going to be going on the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day.
This Saturday.
Yep. And that is at 7:30 at the Frontier Center for the Performing Arts.
And I'm already dressed.
You
for
are.
This, Carl. Yeah. In fact,
you've chosen your outfit.
I'm going because I learned something this week. Have you heard of the unexpected red theory?
Oh, really?
It's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we can like search for it, but like just a picture a room with one color palette, but a red pillow thrown on the couch.
Okay.
A lot of people are doing this because it sort of shocks your attention into paying more attention. Hang on, I wrote this down. It cuts through blandness or provides a colorful contrast.
Oh, cool.
It provides a dose of dopamine.
Interesting.
And enhances the overall aesthetic, and it captures and holds attention better than other colors.
What if you don't like red, though?
The unexpected. Well, then you shouldn't go to the red dress concert.
I guess not.
But yeah, no, I think I'm going to do the, and I know this is, there's only one person who can really rock this look, and it's Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day.
Right, right.
The all black suit with the one red tie.
Yeah.
But.
You know, I've heard of these parties that people do around Valentine's Day where you wear all black except for something red on your best asset. So, for example, someone might wear red lipstick or a red hair barrette, you know?
I would wear red lipstick.
Yeah, yeah, I think that'd be a great one.
My best asset is my mouth.
You know, I like that this sort of denotes your best aspect without necessarily being directly on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the Valentine's presents then. Very excited about this.
Right.
Our budget at the dollar store, and we went to the Dollar Tree on the West Side.
Yeah, so I kind of love the Dollar Tree, but I really like the one on Broadway because I feel like the fewest people go to that one.
Okay.
So they sell out of stuff a little slower,
okay,
which is always nice. They don't always have as much new stuff as the one over by Fred Meyer. Like, Fred Meyer gets the most new stuff, but it also gets picked over faster than the one on Broadway. So if it's, like, a staple item that you know is always there, and you're just worried about it being in stock because it's popular, I would say go Broadway. If it's something new that you're worried the other ones might not have because it is so fresh, I would say go to the one by Fred Meyer.
Okay, let's get to my presents.
Yes, okay. So I want to go first.
And our budget was $10 each.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, now you didn't say until afterward that you wanted to show the receipts. So I did totally buy some Mr. Plumber while I was at it.
Just, you ruined it.
I needed to run an errand, okay?
Okay, no, that's fine.
Yeah, but anyway, I almost want to just start taking things out and see if you can guess
what the
theme is.
Yeah,
and let's do that. You know what? I'm going to start with something really weird.
Okay.
And that's
so this. All of these are with one theme?
One theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a...
So this is a little chamois. It's a chamois glove that you wear on your hand to clean stuff with.
Yes, okay.
It actually goes very specifically...
Like wax a car with.
Yes, yeah. It actually goes very specifically with this auto glass cleaner.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think you're kind of starting to get a theme.
I may be.
Yeah, yeah. Now let's see here. This one is kind of in the same vein.
I can't tell.
It is a little car... They're like little car cloths to help clean up your seats and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Sort of a detailing in a bag, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next one is where I think it'll throw you just a little. It's a little octane
liquid. Yeah.
To help pump up your gas.
I get premium, but I also throw in the occasional octane booster.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, every sixth tank.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So there you go. Uh-huh. You know, for all those long road trips. Next is...
Can I guess the theme at this point?
You know, yeah, go ahead and give it a go.
Like, I get to pamper my car for Valentine's Day.
Kinda.
Okay.
It's close. It's close. It has to do with your car and pampering.
I get to wax my hot rod.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Now, this one I'm actually very excited about because you know for a fact that your cup holders
can be
a little lacking.
They absolutely suck.
Yeah.
Got a German car, and Germans, by the way, are horrified that we Americans eat and drink in our cars.
Right.
So in my 15-year-old BMW 3 Series, the cup holders really are an afterthought.
Well, and they're so flimsy and small. Like, my tumbler does not fit in them,
mm-hmm.
but it sure does fit in this.
This barely fits my
Yeti 30.
Is that a 32 ounce?
If I take the little sleeve off, it'll fit. Or if I really cram it in, it'll fit.
Okay.
But barely. Yeah. But, like, I'm sorry that we're hydrated over here.
There's no eating Big Mac on the Autobahn.
Right. Well, and I love that it's got a little space for my phone. You know, and maybe your phone too, if I'm feeling generous.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So this is stuff for the passenger seat of my car.
For maybe your passenger to enjoy. Yeah. Maybe, perhaps. Okay, one more thing. Here's something.
Whose Valentine's present is this, really?
Here's something that I know I'll enjoy in your car. Just a little spice, a little color.
Butterfly scented air freshener.
Yes, and isn't it so cute?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
It's pink.
Mixed berry scent.
Oh, great.
Yeah, right? You know, and just to drive the point home, here's something bejeweled that I wear on my head to denote that I am indeed your passenger princess.
Ah, nice.
And I plan to be that for as long as you'll have me.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I thought
better
it was kind
than
of funny.
A hood ornament.
Right,
it's
right.
It's a passenger ornament.
Yeah. Oh, and I crumpled up my receipt, but...
I absolutely love all these things.
I know, right? I think this will look really good on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I get to wear it.
Oh, yeah. Of course, if you want to.
When you're not around, yeah.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, when you're being your own passenger.
Who knows what I do when you're not around?
I feel like you wear lots of bejeweled headpieces, but here's my receipt.
You don't know.
And you'll see that total there, $10.60. That's with tax, people.
Okay. And that's with your Drano.
And with my bonus item.
Okay.
Yeah, so I feel very proud of that.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Grab my bag here.
I'm going to shove all this shit back in the bag for you. You're welcome.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And
my car thanks you too.
Yeah, I think I'm very excited for this. I think that'll be a nice little addition.
Yeah, the cup holder extender.
Yeah.
There's an extra Dollar Tree bag if we need it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
For your Valentine's Day.
I am.
You will begin the evening with a delicious, delightful surf and turf dinner.
Oh, those are two of my favorite things, though.
They are.
Wait, is that... Oh, it's an original Slim Jim?
It's an original Slim Jim. Good stuff.
Just when you want to get, like, the hometown basics in.
And I know how much you love these deli-style tuna salads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I like that they're in a pouch because, okay, I am very busy, and I end up having to eat in my car a lot. Okay, Germans, don't get offended.
Uh-huh.
All right? But you can kind of eat those a little bit like a Go-Gurt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you just sort of rip it and suck it.
Yeah, you don't really need a utensil, which is nice.
Yeah.
Another reason why I like Slim Jims, too. They're perfectly mouth-sized.
And for dessert...
I love the cookies.
You have to have like a heart-shaped thing in your
Valentine's Day if you don't?
Oh, I lost a very important part of
it. That's okay. I'm just going to quickly...
And they're cookies and cream, so I assume they're white chocolate.
They are, and they're so good. Those are one of my favorite chocolates, by the way.
All right, yeah. The hearts are wrapped in pink foil. Okay, yes. Thank you for grabbing this.
Yeah.
Because after your surf and turf dinner...
And my dessert.
And some decadent dessert, you'll be treated to a tranquil, calm spa day.
Heaven knows I need that.
And make sure... Yeah, sure, that smells like tranquil and calm. I don't know.
Yeah, let's get a whiff.
Yeah.
It smells sort of like a new car on the beach.
You'll pamper yourself...
Ooh!
...with this...
Oh,
rose-looking bath bomb, even though it's peony.
oh, well, you know, I like peonies too.
But it's pink.
It's very pink and it's very cute. Mm-hmm. Right up my alley.
And as you're having your little spa day, we have here...
Oh, Barbie!
You can do your nails with glitter.
Uh-huh, and my lips while I'm at it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I could switch them around too, you know, nourish my nails and paint my lips.
And for the Coupe de Gracie, you'll be... Because I know how much you love face masks, I but do. Have you seen this for the neck and décolleté?
Yes, yes,
I think is how you pronounce that.
By the way, I love those because I feel like people really neglect the neck. And you need to take care of that because that's where age shows first.
Yeah. If you're going to do, you know, your back and your crack, you can also do your neck and décolleté.
Right.
Okay.
I love it. I think it's great.
And I spent nine something.
Now, if you rub my feet while I do all this, it's perfect.
928.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Surf and turf dinner. And a spa day.
Yeah. I mean, that is my perfect day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. We love you. We appreciate you listening, liking, commenting, subscribing, rating. I guess you can do that. Mm-hmm. We could use a couple of those.
Yeah. And just being there for us. Just being our buddies.
Smoochie boochies and stay fresh cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.
And all you ladies, pop your earpods in. My neck, my back, these guys must be on crack. My neck, my back, this podcast is so whack.
IFAF79, won't you be our Valentine? We'll make you laugh and treat you right. Move you more than love at first bite. Bright red dress, it don't be lacking like blood from Intermountain packing. One neck, one back, and one feline. Wine and dine and 79. My neck, my back. Get that décolleté. My neck, my back. Poor Desmond and that sleigh. Too much to drink on Super Bowl Sunday. Someone's got a case of the Mondays. Work from home, you can't resist her. Work it like a tit-us twister. Dr. Pepper Blackberry in the fridge. Wreck it like the 17th Street Bridge. IFAF, one of those shows. Twisted as Post Malone Oreos. My neck, my back. Another damn cold snap. My neck, my back. This podcast on your app. Back to the office like the INL. Living hell for remote personnel. In it together, so join the club. Roll on the DO for the chub rub. Get off the couch and in the shower. Thanks to the IF water tower. Hangover burger, feel less shitty. Go slay like Philly, slay Kansas City. My neck, my back. That Intermountain pack. My neck, my back, a nymphomaniac.